futures are up 96 points. NASDAQ futures down 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts, like the 2025 one-ounce Gold Eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 888-800-1045 to secure this magnificent gold coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $2,999. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. And it gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 888-800-1045. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 888-800-1045.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Howard County Police have identified the suspect arrested for a double murder in Columbia. 33-year-old D'Angelo Smith is accused of killing his grandparents at their home on Red Haven Road overnight Monday. Police say Smith was found in a parked car outside of the home when officers arrived, and he was taken into custody. The victims are identified as 78-year-old Jack Stokes and his 65-year-old wife, Barbara. Police have not determined a motive for the shooting, and Smith remains held without bail at the Howard County Detention Center. Anne Arundel County government buildings reopened today as investigators continue to look into a cyber incident impacting some public services. While the buildings will be open to the public, residents are encouraged to contact departments to determine their status because some services may be limited. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple birds notes for you as the Orioles get set for the Tigers this afternoon. That'll be Charlie Morton on the hill, followed by Dean Kramer. Meanwhile, closer Felix Bautista feeling healthy and confident, coming out of his first live bullpen session of the spring on Sunday. The Orioles expect him to throw his next session either tomorrow or Thursday before making his first game appearance later in the week. And Colton Cowser at the mic yesterday, apparently healthy as well after off-season surgery to repair the broken hand he suffered in the wild card series against the Royals.
I could have been back in about, I think, 4 weeks post-surgery, but team docs were just like, there's no need to rush it.
Cowser tailed off at the end of last season. Last 43 games, the Milkman batted just .216 in 157 at-bats, only 6 homers and 15 runs batted in. 329 college players have been invited to partake in the league's annual scouting combine as NFL brass gathered today in Indianapolis. Combine begins Thursday. For the Ravens, general manager Eric DaCosta will meet the media at 11 a.m., followed by head coach John Harbaugh at 1 p.m. On the docket, as I'm sure you can imagine, will be the future of Justin Tucker in Baltimore. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Birds and Nats make an announcement. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
At 906. next, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Hopefully, you've got a chance to get outside, enjoy the sunshine, the comfortable temperatures today and tomorrow. 62 today, tomorrow near 60. Thursday, some rain, showers scattered. 62 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 44 degrees in Westminster, 43 in Easton, and 39 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Oh, man, we've got so much to cover today. You know what? We had a lot to cover yesterday, and I didn't get to all of it, so I am going to get to some of those topics today as well. We are having lots of guests today. Just happened to work out that way. We've got Delegate Mark Fisher joining us at 9:35 a.m. You know, House Bill 380 did pass the House in Annapolis, and it looks to be that there are many Democrats that believe that making sure that condoms are accessible to kindergartners and elementary school students in general is a good idea. And so we'll talk to the delegate about that again at 9:35 a.m. I do have lots of questions. I do. Obviously, you know, what is the point of this, number one? But number two, if this was to pass the Senate, I wonder if Delegate Fisher knows if Governor Wes Moore will veto this, or, as Sean Casey pointed out, he could just not sign it and then it just goes into law. But I would think that that would definitely hurt Governor Wes Moore's reputation. And with everything that he's dealing with right now, whether it's the energy crisis, the juvenile crime crisis, I don't think that he should be able to sit there and at least sign a bill, let alone just allow it to kind of just, you know, go on the wayside, that would put condoms in front of kindergartners. I don't think he can make that mistake, especially the way things are currently. But I'm going to ask the delegate about that. And then also, we have an in-studio guest. His name is Fitz. He's an entrepreneur from Montgomery County. I know we don't talk about Montgomery County that often, but we have been talking about some of their elected officials because of the crazy bills that are being introduced in Annapolis. So Fitz, I've been following him on X, and when he comes in, I'll have him give you his X handle so you can follow him as well. He posts videos. He does a lot of commentary. I think you're going to be very impressed with Fitz. And you can tell me if you're not impressed, okay? But I think you're going to be very impressed. And when I'm thinking about people representing this state, whether it's in Annapolis, whether it's in Congress, I look at somebody like Fitz, to be honest with you. He has a business and finance background, and he's an advocate for taxpayers. He's actually with a group or organization, I should say, that advocates for taxpayers in Montgomery County. And he's on top of all of these things. And so this is why I like Glenn Gilhar. And I think many of you guys have noticed that. We need people that are entrenched in this stuff, right? We need people that live and breathe all of these things on a daily basis. Like, I love the people that step up to run for office because they think, oh, I want to run for office, or I'm a lawyer, or I'm a teacher, I'm all these things. And those things are great. But if you aren't dialed in completely, and I mean more dialed in than I am, you know, when Glenn comes into the studio, he'll bring in, literally, he has files upon tops of files and notebooks, and he's like, all right, here's the bill that's being introduced today. Here's the bills that are going to be introduced tomorrow. Here's some of the pork in this bill, right? That's what we need. We need people that are completely honed in so that all of these other things don't get by us. And I know that it's very difficult sometimes, but at the same time, that's who I'm looking for to represent us. Those that have our principles, those that take a solid stance, those that have values, and those that understand exactly what's going on every second of the day. And when it comes to politics, not just locally, but also nationally. And so that is why I'm excited to have Fitz come in here at 10 a.m. And he'll join us. Got a couple questions for him. And then, of course, you can call in and ask questions. I'm getting text messages already asking if I got sleep last night. Yes, I did. Thank you, everybody that called in and texted in and told me what I can do to get sleep. I did. I went back to my sleeping pills. I did. And I did, you know what? I took advice from Joe from Baltimore, and I stopped using my phone. Like, because I do. I like to scroll through my phone right before I go to sleep. So last night, I didn't do that because he said something about the blue light, right? So I did not do that. And you know what? I do feel really refreshed. And so thank you, Joe, for that advice. And thank you for everybody that called and texted. I did. I felt awful yesterday. And I went back and listened to the show a little bit during dinner last night. And it was like, you could tell that I was kind of angry. There was a little passion there, but I was a little angry, and I could tell that I was irritated. I don't know if you guys heard it too, but I could definitely hear it in my voice, so I apologize for that. I do apologize. We got, like I said, lots to talk about today. Dan Bongino, he gave a very emotional message in his last podcast episode. I have some of that for you. Vivek Ramaswamy made a huge announcement. We got that audio for you too. You know, a lot of people there's some mixed emotions. Some mixed emotions there. I did want to tell you, the Harvard-Harris poll came out. And this is the one that Newsmax pays attention to the most. They have Trump's approval rating right now at 52%. 52%. That is fantastic, in case you didn't know. All right. That's huge. You know, when we're talking about President Trump and Elon Musk and all of the people that are like, oh, this is too much. You know, the federal workers are like, I hate my life because they're interrupting everything. Just so you know, a 52% approval rating is gigantic. And this is, again, the Harvard-Harris poll, okay? This isn't just being taken by conservatives or Republicans. So just keep that in mind. I did want to talk about Mayor Scott's statement. We didn't get to that yesterday, so we'll get to it today, because he does plan to fight President Trump on DEI. So I'm going to read that in a second. But before that, we did talk yesterday about Elon Musk and President Trump and whether or not President Trump approved Elon of sending out that email to federal workers in regards to, can you please tell us in 5 bullet points what you got accomplished last week? So as we were sitting here yesterday, I kept saying to you, I don't see a statement from President Trump. Did he approve this? Like, what's going on? Well, while he was in the Oval Office with the French President Macron, he did address this as a reporter asked him. Take a listen.
From more streamlined communications, there was that email telling employees to give 5 things that they've done last week. Agency heads then told people to ignore it.
You're talking about the last email that was sent, where he wanted to know what you did this week. You know why he wanted that, by the way? I thought it was great. Because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working? And then if you don't answer, like, you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired, because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist. They're trying to find, that's how badly various parts of our government were run by, and especially by this last group. So what they're doing is they're trying to find out who's working for the government. Are we paying other people that aren't working? And, you know, where is all this? Where's the money gone? We have found hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud so far.
Okay. And so here, that is the statement that I was looking for. So President Trump did approve of that email, obviously. And I did notice this morning, because remember the deadline was last night at 11:59 p.m. for federal workers. This morning, I did notice that timeline has been extended. Because, of course, there are a lot of federal workers complaining that they don't have access to their email over the weekend. So that could be a thing. So they've extended that timeline. Now, I don't know until when, but they are being very serious about this. If you do not respond and comply, you will be fired. And that's basically what they're saying at this point. Now, what does that mean for Kash Patel and the FBI agency? What does that mean for the National Intelligence Director, Tulsi Gabbard, and those that work under her? I don't know as of yet. They have not made statements since President Trump made that statement in the Oval Office yesterday. So I'll continue to wait and check back, and then I will update you, of course. But just so you know, that's where he is on this. Apparently, he believes that there are people working, quote unquote, in the federal government that are receiving paychecks, but they don't actually have assignments. And so that's what that email was all about. That email was basically saying, all right, tell us what you did last week so we can verify that you at least are doing something in the federal government and we'll go from there. That was not noted in that email. I think there would have been a little less backlash and a little less uproar had he said that. But maybe that would have tipped off individuals that don't check their emails at all. But now they are tipped off, right? Now they are tipped off because of all the backlash. So we'll see what happens with this. I would think that if people don't get back to them, they're going to just slash them from the payroll, which makes sense. I mean, think about it. If you're in the private sector and you're not doing anything and you're just sitting there collecting checks, yeah, you're going to be fired. It's a no-brainer. But, you know, I think people are just, they're not happy about the process and way this is handled. And I will say this to those individuals. Had this been handled years ago, this wouldn't have happened the way that it is, okay? We've let it go on for so long that the people that are finally handling it are people that are not really in government. And so this is what it took, okay? So just keep that in mind when you, if you are a federal worker, you're answering these emails or what have you. You know, it took the outsiders, those that are not part of the swamp, to basically get this done. And if you're thinking about it moving so quickly, you have to remember they're looking at this in a 2-year window. We don't know if Republicans will have the majority in the House and the Senate 2 years from now because, again, that majority is so slim. But they're kind of moving as if they're not going to have it, right? That's how cautious they're being. All right. Yesterday, I did mention that Mayor Scott is fighting back against President Trump and his quote unquote attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Wanted to read that statement to you because I know this is very silly. He says, this is Mayor Scott to President Trump. He says, our country prides itself on being a melting pot where everyone has equal opportunity to achieve and live the American dream. However, our past and present teach us that this hasn't always been the case. Diversity, equity, inclusion efforts were never about providing opportunities to unqualified individuals, but about ensuring the qualified individuals from diverse backgrounds were not passed over for those less qualified who met the status quo. He says President Trump's executive orders are not only unconstitutional, but also clearly oppose our country's core values. His relentless attacks on DEI initiatives seek to dismantle the very principles that make our nation strong. Brandon Scott says, as Malcolm X once said, you are not to be so blind with patriotism that you cannot face reality. Wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or says it. He says, in that vein, we will fight this with every legal tool available, as demonstrated by our ongoing lawsuit. This executive order endangers critical federal funding for Baltimore and countless other communities, putting jobs and livelihoods at risk. Moreover, it seeks to establish a legal framework to attack anyone or any organization that dares to celebrate our diversity. Mayor Scott finishes by saying, such actions are fundamentally un-American. We are a nation built on diversity, unity, and belief that everyone deserves a fair chance. Again, that was Mayor Scott to President Trump. And I do, in fact, believe that, you know, DEI in itself is unconstitutional. And I do, in fact, believe that it goes against the American dream, right? I mean, so what he's arguing here in my perspective, and I could be wrong, you can call in and tell me I'm wrong, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It is in my belief that this diversity, equity, inclusion, what they're asking is preferential treatment from those that are not white and male, okay? That is wrong. That actually goes against the civil rights and what civil rights leaders fought for. Okay. That actually pushes more discrimination upon the American people. And so in that message there, just so you know, I did respond. You know me, I can't hold back. I said, your constituents would like you to focus on the BGE rate hikes. A few of them called my show yesterday to complain. Have a great weekend. He wrote that on Friday. I was like, is this guy serious? With all the problems in Baltimore City. And look, Baltimore City had a very deadly weekend, did it not? Yes, it did. And here he's focused on DEI efforts. Now, I do know why he's saying this about how it affect people financially in a city. He is right in that. If you look at some of the organizations receiving federal funding in Baltimore City, remember, there's over 3,400 nonprofits in Baltimore City, but there are some of them that are receiving funding for being, you know, these diversity, equity, and inclusive organizations. That comes from, like, the LGBTQ organizations. You know, I would think, like, the safe haven for them, that's probably funded a little bit. So yes, it will affect them. But as a taxpayer and somebody who's not for that, guess what, Mayor Scott? I don't care. We'll discuss more of this when we get back. First, I want to tell you about Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions. They have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You've got free area towing and financing available. All you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or you can call Jim Jennings Transmission at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking a lot before the break. Obviously, President Trump's approval rating, 52%. That is good news, good news. And Mayor Scott is taking on Trump in this DEI fight. I don't know how if this is even a fight. I don't think President Trump is even going to engage. He's ending DEI. The end. Like, you know? I got John and Glenn Arm. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. I was concerned that the mayor was leaving out his the Board of Education that he appoints, and the fact that they socially promote students every year until they're 18 years old when they can't read. They kick them out, they get them off the welfare rolls, and maybe they hook them up with some remedial education with a student loan at one of our great state universities.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand, how this is good for anybody.
No, John, it's not good for anybody, and it lowers the standards. And this is not, this is something I don't want my daughter to even learn about, if we're being honest, because I want her to earn everything on merit. And so this conversation and the prolonging of this whole DEI subject, I think what it does is it taints even future generations.
I'm reading this from the Hopkins Chief Diversity Officer, Sherita Hill Golden. Characteristics of privilege: able-bodied people, Christians, cisgendered people, English-speaking people, heterosexuals, males, middle or owning class people, middle-aged people, and white people.
Jeez.
So as long as we don't do anything to help them, I guess everything is okay.
Yeah, which is it basically describes many of our employers across the state, right? John, thank you so much.
Everybody, yeah.
Thank you so much. It's nonsensical. And that's the problem with most of this. The topic in itself is ridiculous. Jet in Moncton. Jet, I got about a minute here. You want to weigh in?
Yep. Thanks for taking my call, Kim. It's going to be quick. It's in reference to DEI. So I just have a question, and I'll put it out there. Instead of the job application forms that we typically have where it asks for age, gender, race, religion, or things of that nature, why don't we have job applications that don't have any of that? You simply file the application, it goes in, and whoever is in charge of HR or hiring or whatever, they see a name, they call that person. If you can perform the duties, you get the job.
Yeah, Jet, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a great day. Because that's too much like common sense. And then, of course, you know, they can't fit, they'll fill their quotas, quote unquote. If they can't sit there and count how many Asians, how many black people, how many Hispanics, how many white, right? Because it's like that information is really there, in my opinion, a lot of times for those that want to look like they have such a diverse group within their workforce. But you're right, Jet. You could just get rid of all of that. Doug says, morning, Kim. That's all Scott knows how to do to make money for the city. That is lawsuits. Doug, you are not wrong. You are not wrong. This is what we've seen time and time again. Either he's getting federal funding from the ARPA funds, right, which was $641 million, or he's suing a drug company, he's suing a gun manufacturer, right? He's suing all these other people because he can't figure out how to get any other revenue into the city. So again, when he's talking about DEI, he's kind of talking about his own job security. And I'm not saying that he was appointed because he's, you know, a black man. That's not what I'm saying. He was elected. He was elected with the majority of the vote. But the way that he presents himself, whether it's the fact that he can't seem to speak publicly, I still don't know what's up with that. He's been in politics his whole adult life. I don't get that part. I really don't. Anyways, whether it's that or whether it's the fact that he shows that he has no leadership skills. I mean, what big corporations have moved in the city since he's been the mayor? None. I've seen him move out, right? We lost Pandora. I'm actually shocked, to be honest with you. I'm shocked that Under Armour's still here. I really am. Because Under Armour, if they really wanted to, I know it'd be a little more expensive. If they really wanted to, they would move down towards Arlington where Amazon currently is. It's a heck of a lot nicer. I don't know. I don't want to give them any ideas because we're holding on to them by a thread. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Delegate Mark Fisher. We're going to talk about House Bill 380. Yes, decriminalizing putting condoms in vending machines in elementary schools. Why would we have to decriminalize such a thing? I don't know. You don't even have to answer that. We'll ask Delegate Mark Fisher when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following talks with President Trump, the French president is raising hopes for a truce between Ukraine and Russia, possibly in a matter of weeks. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution urging an end to the war in Ukraine while not pinning any blame on Russia. The U.S. joined Russia, voting against a Europe-backed alternative condemning Moscow's aggression. President Trump says he backs Elon Musk's demand that federal workers account for what they accomplished in the past week or run the risk of being fired. Apple is planning to invest $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years to include the hiring of 20,000 people. Vivek Ramaswamy launching a bid for Ohio governor with the backing of President Trump. The opening bell about to sound on Wall Street. Stocks opening the day mixed, with the Dow up about 33 points, the Nasdaq down. This is SRN News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going.
slower. iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Exhibition baseball for you this afternoon in Sarasota as the O's and Tigers tangle at 105. Charlie Morton and yesterday's scheduled starter Dean Kramer will take the hill. In the next couple days, we'll see the spring debut of Japanese import, the highly touted Tomoyuki Sugano. The crafty right-hander impressing his pitching coach, Drew French.
It's everything that was advertised when we, you know, started vetting him in free agency.
Sugano, an 8-time All-Star in the Nippon Baseball League and a 2-time winner of what is the equivalent to the Japanese Cy Young Award. Meanwhile, Birds and Nats have agreed now to play an exhibition game in D.C. It'll be March 24th at 1:05 p.m. It'll mark the first time since 2009 the two teams will play their exhibition finale against one another. Maryland men's basketball took another leap in the week's AP Top 25. Terps now up to number 16 in the country. Head coach Kevin Willard extolling the virtues of his big power forward, Julian Reese.
I don't think enough people are talking about Julian Reese's. Like, he's my safety blanket. At any time, I feel confident I can come down and throw him the basketball. And he's been as consistent as any big guy in this league.
Reese now 14 points, 9.5 rebounds per game, shooting 59% from the field, 41 block shots. Terps host 8th-ranked Michigan State Spartans on Wednesday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local college baseball team's losing streak finally comes to an end. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If you've got a little bit of spring fever, so does Mother Nature. These temperatures are mild today and most of the week. A few clouds today, a dry day, a warmer afternoon, 62 the high. It's cool at night, mid to upper 30s, but tomorrow, sunny, near 60. There's some rain on the way, scattered showers Thursday, 62 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth. What part should religious faith play in politics and public policy? The majority of Americans continue to want the influence of religion in the shaping of government policy. Historically, our founding fathers certainly recognized its importance. Ben Franklin said, "I have so much faith in the general government of the world by providence, in whom all inferior spirits live and move and have their being." More recently, Dwight Eisenhower recognized God as the author of individual rights, declaring that the purpose of government is to secure those rights. Practically speaking, however, many on the left say religion should have more influence on poverty than on abortion, which I don't think sits too well with the author of the scriptures. The Lord said the poor would always be with us, but that the shedding of innocent blood is an abomination in his eyes. Religious influence is fine, but let's make sure we interpret it properly. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
And if you're stuck in traffic, why not tap into your well-being with Audible audiobooks, podcasts, and originals? Spend some time with expert insight on better health, relationships, finance, and more. Start listening free with a 30-day trial at audible.com.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training.
Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday to everyone. Gosh, it feels so good to be here on a full night's sleep. Yesterday was tough, man, I tell you, but I'm happy to be here this morning. And we had a lot to discuss. As I mentioned before the break, we've been talking all week, last week, about House Bill 380. And, you know, it's disturbing to say the least. And so I'm glad to be joined today by Delegate Mark Fisher. And believe it or not, as Mark Fisher took the floor to talk about House Bill 380, the clip that I reposted on my X and a lot of people reposted was starting to go viral. And I actually sent it over to Fox News' Jesse Waters producer. I was hoping that they would see it because I think this is a national story. First and foremost, good morning, Delegate. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Delegate, tell us, what the heck is going on here? You know, you are the one that got my attention to this on X. I guess that was like a week and a half ago. If you could just explain to the audience what this bill is about and how we possibly got into this situation.
Sure. Well, House Bill 380 basically repeals the prohibition for putting condom vending machines in kindergarten classes or nursery schools, elementary schools, or secondary schools. So currently it's a criminal penalty, it's a misdemeanor to put condom vending machines in those schools. Well, House Bill 380 removes the criminal penalty to pave the way for condom vending machines to be put into, you heard it, elementary schools, nursery schools, secondary schools. And that's what the bill does.
Well, Delegate, and I know you were asking this on X, and I did have a lot of people, by the way, either call or email, including myself, Delegate Nicole Williams' office, who presented this. And just so you know, Delegate, I called the office, a nice gentleman answered the phone, and I asked him if there was going to be a statement put out by Delegate Williams on why this was necessary. He told me that there will be no statement, and then I did send her an email asking if she could come on the show and explain. Just so you know, I got no response on that one either. But I was wondering, did you hear any reasoning on why she would want to roll back something like this?
Well, you know, she said on the House floor when she was asked the question, what are you trying to achieve here? She said, well, I want to get rid of, quote, archaic language in statute. So she considers it archaic language to remove the prohibition for putting condom vending machines. I kid you not. That's literally all she kept repeating that talking point. And
wow.
Here's the thing. Delegate Nicole Williams represents Prince George's County. She says on her bio that she goes to the Metropolitan Baptist Church and that she's religious. She's a lawyer. But at the same time, she comes to Annapolis and puts in bills like this. Meanwhile, her county has proficiency of less than 50% in math and reading in third and fourth grade. Her county, of a million people, less than 50% proficiency, excuse me, and she puts this bill in, right? So not a bill about school choice, not a bill about fixing the failed schools. No, she wants condom vending machines in the schools.
This is craziness. This is such craziness. Before, and I'm going to ask you more about this bill in a second, but let me ask you real quick, because Delegate, just joining us, we're talking to Delegate Mark Fisher. Delegate, I know that you have been a champion of school choice for years, and you introduced bills in regards to school choice always. Let me just ask you, are you getting any further with Democrats agreeing that school choice is the answer?
So it's interesting. When you speak with Democrats off record, not all of them, but just a small handful, and it's usually black Democrats, by the way, not the white Democrats from Montgomery County. The black Democrats from Baltimore City in particular realize and understand and agree, but they say, hey, we can't do that because the teachers union will defeat us. But meanwhile, in Annapolis, your listeners will love this. There are so many Democrats who send their children to very tony and expensive private schools. Right?
Yeah.
But imagine if the money actually followed the student in Maryland. Imagine in Baltimore City, for example, if the money, the $20,000, $25,000 per kid, followed the kid and the child could go to Catholic school, to independent school, to some other private school that they wanted that was a smaller, more nurturing environment that was safe, where you didn't have fights and the danger of being hurt every day. it would save lives. But for whatever reason, the Democrat Party wants to keep an entire population on a plantation. I am convinced of that because this really is the civil rights issue of our time. And it's the Republican Party that's fighting for it.
Yeah, well, Delegate Fisher, from what I could tell, the incentive is to keep kids not so educated. You know, it's like, you know, the more and more that they struggle, the more and more it seems they receive federal funding for education. And, you know, the per pupil spending right now is so out of control in many areas. And I know we usually talk about Baltimore City on this show, but Baltimore County and other counties as well. It's ridiculous. Now, my daughter, she goes to Catholic school, and I do know for a fact what you're saying there, Delegate Fisher. There are a lot of kids going to Catholic school that are kids of those in the General Assembly that are making some of these crazy decisions. But beyond that, I think, you know, when you're looking at my daughter's tuition, which is about $9,000-$10,000 a year, and you're seeing that those children are actually being educated and they have proficient levels that we can be proud of, you know, it's really not a money problem. That's why I think that they don't do it. You know, like you said, I think it's intentional to keep kids not so well educated.
It's exactly right. It's a circular issue, and you see the money is being spent on public education. We're not getting the results in many, many cases. And then the teachers union gets that money, and they form this very powerful union, provide all the money to the Democrats, because that's who they give to almost exclusively.
Right.
And then it's just a circular process where nothing ever changes. And here's the thing. This is a generational problem. I mean, we have, for the past 25, 30 years, really not fundamentally improved public education in key schools throughout the state. It's the same thing, year after year after year. And what I don't understand is, at what point are people going to wake up and say, you know what, I have nothing to lose. I live in this community. It's falling apart. There's no opportunity. There's no economic opportunity. The public schools are terrible. Maybe I should start voting for somebody different. You know, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think it would hit them finally, but, we're still waiting for that. Delegate Mark Fisher, let me ask you, because this House Bill 380, it did pass the House. Do you believe this will pass the Senate?
So this will go over to the Senate now, and it's difficult to know because the Senate obviously is, as the House is as well, very mired in how many taxes they want to actually impose on Marylanders. That's really their argument now.
Yeah.
And the state is writing down the amount of taxes that are coming in, which means we're basically going into recession in the state of Maryland. So it's hard to know at this point, but here's the thing. Politicians respond to voters, and they respond to calls. So when you call en masse, hundreds of thousands of people call, and they call their politicians, and they tell them, they send them emails, and they tell them, why are you putting this bill in? Kill this bill. Don't put this bill in. Focus on actually fixing public education instead of putting in condom vending machines.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Just everybody that's listening, as you're hearing there for Delegate Mark Fisher, please call your senator and make sure that this does not advance. Before you go, I do want to ask you, Delegate, are you sponsoring any bills, or are there any other bills that should be on our radar moving forward?
Yes, I am sponsoring a bill. I don't have the number with me offhand, but it's for school choice in Maryland. And specifically, here's what the bill does, just really quickly. The bill says that, there's so many kids that are in public schools who are troubled youth, and they're literally violent or out of control. And the teachers are saying it's destroying the public education ability of all of the other students. So my bill basically says, hey, look, these students can be asked to go to military school, military boarding school. You get them out of the community, you get them out of the school, and now you have an opportunity to actually fix them. And if you can fix them, then that is a good thing. And here's the thing. Governor Wes Moore did this. He said it saved his life. And he said that in his book, The Other Wes Moore. We should be doing this in Maryland. We should be helping these children. But for whatever reason, the Democrats are keeping these kids who come from obviously troubled backgrounds in the public school system. They're destroying public education for everyone else. And eventually they become incarcerated, sometimes even as a juvenile.
Yeah.
So that's my bill.
Well, thank you as always. You know, it is a school to prison pipeline is what many people refer to it as. And it is very real. We've been dealing with this for decades. I think there's more money not fixing the issue, obviously, for those that are involved. Delegate Mark Fisher, I hope that you come on anytime that you like. Always reach out because we love the fact that you guys are working so hard on our behalf. And thank you for doing so.
Thank you, Kim. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Again, that was Delegate Mark Fisher, and he does. He talks about school choice every session. And every session, you have Democrats that look at him like he's got two heads, which is a problem, right? I mean, think about it. As I mentioned to the delegate there, my daughter's school is not even half the amount of money you're spending per pupil in Baltimore City, which is at $20,000 to $21,000 a year at this point. And yet, her school has better results. And you know what? If some kids get out of line, they suspend them, they expel them. The teachers are able to discipline these kids. See, this is where I think the fallout is. And we heard from Governor Wes Moore during a State of the State address, and he said he wants to recruit more teachers. He wants more of this, more of that. First and foremost, no one's moving to the state of Maryland with the taxes and the fees that they're implementing, number one. Number two, what teacher in their right mind would want to be in a classroom with some of these dangerous juveniles that are also on the box, as they call it in the streets, for attempted murder? It's not going to happen. We talked about this yesterday. You know, we're still going to sit here and continue to wait for Governor Wes Moore to fire the DJS Secretary, Vincent Schiraldi. And I say he's delaying the inevitable. I posted a clip from the show yesterday, just last night, on my socials. I think it's the inevitable. It's unfortunate because you're going to have to get rid of this guy. It's not working. It's not working at all. And here you have a situation where people know this. When the people, your constituents, when they know your secretary's name, Vincent Schiraldi, and it rolls off their tongue because they know exactly who he is, if they know his background, look, there are people that are not involved in politics at all that know exactly what he's been doing up to this point. Isn't that interesting? So I ask you, who was the DJS secretary during Hogan's administration? Do you know? No? Why is that? Because we didn't have this kind of failure. Governor Wes Moore is going to have to respond. It's almost like, I was thinking about it last night, it's like the Marilyn Mosby effect for Mayor Brandon Scott, right? He had a terrible state's attorney. The numbers continue to rise as far as homicides, non-fatal shootings, and all these other things. And then he was like, oh, we're working on it. It's GVRS. We're going to do it. Safe streets. We're just going to get them more money. No, you knew for a fact you needed a state's attorney like Ivan Bates that was actually going to prosecute these repeat violent offenders and that he was going to lock them up. He was going to go after people that had drug offenses, multiple drug offenses. He was going to go after juveniles. You needed somebody like Ivan Bates to do anything with the non-fatal shooting and the homicide number. Mayor Scott knew that, but he was too much of a chicken. I was going to use another word. Too much of a chicken to actually call him out or call her out for the fact that she wasn't doing her job. And so if Governor Wes Moore, if he wants to take a look at what's going on right here with Vincent Schiraldi, he doesn't need a Marilyn Mosby if he's trying to be the next president of the United States of America. You got to get rid of him. He's holding you back, sir. And so this is where we are. And again, Delegate Mark Fisher, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much for fighting back against House Bill 380. To all of you, this is a call of action. Please call your state senator. Write them an email. Make sure they know that you do not support House Bill 380, which would put condoms in elementary schools, in vending machines. You don't want any of these things. You really don't. I got David in Catonsville. David, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, this is a completely different topic. I'm a 65 senior citizen homeowner. Johnny O, when he was coming, Baltimore County executive, promised no new taxes in his campaign. 6 months in, he raises my property tax 25%. Now, I'm hearing that Governor Wes Moore is planning on more property tax raises. It seems like it's double jeopardy. I've just been hit with 25%, not long ago, 3 years maybe. Johnny O's the senator now. But anyway, I just feel this is double jeopardy, and it's too soon. I mean, how much can a person afford? Yesterday, Ron DeSantis in Florida is thinking of ways to eliminate property taxes. They're not really something you should keep paying forever if you've already bought your property and your house.
Right, right.
This is why people are leaving Maryland. I don't want to leave Maryland, but 25% 3 years ago, and now Wes Moore is talking about, I think Baltimore County should be exempt from a raise at the whole state of Maryland. Because we just were hit with 25%. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, Congressman Johnny O does not care because he's no longer in that seat. David, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. A lot of people feel the same way. When we get back, we'll continue this discussion.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The newly elected German chancellor vows real independence from an indifferent U.S. We're not an indifferent U.S. What Donald Trump is saying is he wants free and fair trade, and reciprocal tariffs will be put in place if the European Union and India and Canada keep putting tariffs on us. And what is Germany going to do? Continue to make deals like they made with Vladimir Putin? And that's going to be their new trusted ally for the source of the lifeblood of their economy, energy, in light of his track record? Good luck following that policy. In the end, they'll all come around, is my prediction. In the end, they don't understand to this day, which is kind of amazing to me, how Donald Trump operates.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dump their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now, claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know I have to let that song play. I asked, that song will never get old to me. Never. At this point, I wish I knew a Jolene. I would take fighting over man than having no man. I'm just kidding. I wanted to give you guys an update. What does she look like? You know what? That's a good question. You know what? Yeah, how do you do it? Outdo Dolly. I don't know. She said she has auburn hair. Was it green eyes? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, anyways, just so you guys know, update real quick. I posted on X this morning that, you know, I could volunteer as tribute for Elon's next child. It'll be, what, number 14 that we know about? Look, I'm broke and fertile, okay? So I said, I don't mind. I don't mind. I wanted to give you guys a question of the day because remember, our next guest, he's here. So he'll be coming in studio soon. And the question of the day actually comes from our marketing manager, Jonathan, believe it or not. I thought it was a good one. And it is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate on WCBM.com. I hope you partake in this poll. Should members of Congress send weekly updates to their constituents highlighting five accomplishments? I've already clicked yes. I think that is great. You know what? The congressional leaders, they should have to send something to constituents. And I will also say this. I'll put an extra piece to this. I believe that they should also have to spend some time at their district office. I really do. Because, you know, and I asked this question before 2024 elections there, even before I left, right, to run myself. A lot of people didn't even know where Dutch Ruppersberger's office was. A lot of people don't know where Kwaisi and Fube's office is. I mean, if they were there more in their district offices, of course, number one, you know where it is, but they should be available to speak to. They should be transparent at all times. All right, coming up next, I found this guy on X. Yep, I guess I stalked him. His name is Fitz, and he's from Montgomery County. He's an entrepreneur and a taxpayer advocate. And I actually have some sound from one of his videos that I'll play for you as well. I'm very impressed with this guy, and I can't wait to talk to him. So hopefully you'll stay right there.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Network.